a white Christmas, just like the one.
I'm dreaming for arguments based on facts, and specific facts at that, and a willingness to talk about actual facts. Please, 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 let's keep our eyeball on the federal data. Let's keep our eyeballs wide open about Elon Musk's conflicts of interest. I mean, if this was George Soros, do you think the right would be like, oh, that's good. Let George dictate U.S. policy. That's cool. No problem. I mean, come on. We cannot have rules for me and rules for thee. That's not how this works. One of our texters from La Crosse saying this, why can't people see that Elon Musk bought the presidency? Dear texter, I don't know, but that's what he did. They continue, he couldn't become president on his own because he wasn't born in the United States of America. So Donald Trump said, go ahead, do whatever you wanna. Just give me $1 billion and I'll let you take over. It was 277 million, but hey, a rounding error for Elon Musk. Again, the $277 million that Elon Musk spent on Donald Trump's behalf is less than a month's worth of his current money. Less than 30 days worth. And that's if he earns not a single cent more. Because the man can spend $10 million a day, every day for 100 years and still have just under $100 billion left. This is a problem. Especially if money is speech. Gene from Eau Claire, always nice to see you on my caller list. What's up, Gene?
Well, I'm just content to choose that, whoever that writer is, because if he wants to support Devil Don, who surrounds himself with Devil Don mouthpieces, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is an oligarchy. This isn't like our government. This is not anything like what our government used to be. And to watch the people just kowtow. I mean, Trump was running our government when he wasn't even in office, and these people were kissing his feet. I don't get it, Maggie. I really don't. You know, there's this thing called, remember subliminal advertising?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, we got a lot of that going on if people watch Fox. There's messages all over the place, and it's like, you know, people, when you confront them or ask them facts, they don't know any.
Yeah, that's, Democrats have taken money from donors too, but it's not at the scale that has occurred for Republicans, right? Like money in politics is always bad. Elon Musk and his purchasing of the U.S. Congress and the presidency is also not bad. Is also really bad, right? Like, we're going to criticize all of them that continue to support money in politics, all of us, red, blue, purple, polka dotted. Can we all agree that we want a constitutional amendment that says money isn't speech and corporations aren't people and we can have campaign finance reform? Can we all just agree to that and move forward from there? Can we agree that facts should matter and that grotesque conflicts of interest when you have billions of dollars of contracts with the federal government, that you might not be the best guy to assess government efficiency? I mean, maybe we can say that. It's painful for me. And I don't care if people hate me or think I'm a bad person. Again, there are actual facts. Can we please talk about them? Catherine from Madison. Hey, Maggie, thanks for the Ronald Reagan quote on Social Security, and thanks for being there and giving us the provable facts every day. You are welcome, Catherine. I'm doing my best. I won't always get it right, but when I do get it wrong, I'll apologize and correct the record, and we'll go back to trying to talk about facts. I mean, isn't this what it is? Tom from Jackson. Maggie, you're doing a great job with a huge, hugely important future road safety subject. Don't let the trolls get to you. I will not, my friend Tom. I enjoy the feedback. I enjoy negative feedback because at least we can try to engage in some kind of a conversation. That is the entire point. Hey, Cardi, we got a caller that needs to get screened. Thomas from West Allis, you are next up.
Hey, good afternoon, Maggie. Remember, well, I don't know if you remember, but back in the 60s, Ralph Nader took on GM and destroyed the Corvair, wrote a book called Unsafe at Any Speed. In the 70s, Ford made the Pinto, And if you were rear-ended in a Pinto, they would become a big fireball. 27 people died in Pinto accidents. But 232 Teslas blow up, resulting in 83 people getting killed. And we don't even hear about that.
Yeah.
There's things that are just not right anymore. And I don't understand where, you know, even the Democrats should be all over this to point out these things. But there's this silence. I don't get it.
So frustrating, Thomas. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I am in a headspace where, like, every conversation I have with someone, I'm like, hey, do you know that Elon Musk can spend $10 million a day, every day, never earn another penny for the rest of his life, and he can do that for 100 years. Every day, $10 million a day for 100 years, and he will still have nearly $100 billion left. Like, does this make sense to you? If money is speech and corporations are people, like, just answer me that. My angry texter from the 414 who keeps saying I'm spewing clickbait. Zero facts. Is my math wrong? Can you math with me, texter? Type into your little calculator, everybody. 10 million. Okay? Texter from the 414. Put in 10 million into your calculator. Multiply it by the number of days in a year, 365. And then multiply that by 100, the number of years we're talking about. And it's $365 billion. The guy is $444 billion. Do you think he's making democracy more healthy? I mean, come on. It's just so, like, do you not believe that maths anymore? Can we go to 2 plus 2? I mean, come on, man. It's so frustrating. Keith, hello, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, I like your 12-year-old texter there. That's really mature, you know, right back in middle school. Anyway, so my thing, Maggie, is this. There is this feeling among some people on the right that we cannot attack the rich because, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll become a billionaire someday, you know?
Oh, Keith, that is my favorite one. Remember when they renamed estate taxes to death taxes because everybody dies? Listen, everybody listening out there, these texters, Kamala got $1 billion. Yeah, that sucks too. Terrible. Shouldn't happen. But it's a matter of scale. Nobody listening to me right now is going to become Elon Musk. So now what? We come back, I got to sew now what? Dom Salvia joins me. We're going to have a little holiday fun and put a pin in the politics. So keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy holidays, everybody.